The next step in the legal challenge to the governor's return to office policy. An audit is coming for the State Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. And a Norman City leader plans to advocate for the National Weather Center. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 6th. I'm Deborah Schar. State Representative Andy Fugate is taking his lawsuit against Governor Kevin Stitt to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Grayson Wheeler has more on the effort to stop a return to office order for state employees.
The Democrat from Dell City filed his suit against Stitt in late February, saying the governor had overstepped his authority by issuing an order for state employees to return to the office. Fugate says it's the legislature's exclusive responsibility to represent taxpayer interests by passing laws dictating the duties of state employees. The governor has no authority to do so unless the legislature grants him emergency powers. Oklahoma County District Judge Brent Dishman disagrees. He denied Fugate's request to block the executive order and granted a motion to dismiss the suit on Monday, saying Fugate, as an individual lawmaker, didn't have the standing to sue over an executive order. Fugate has now filed an appeal with the Oklahoma Supreme Court, citing precedent for individual lawmakers suing over constitutional matters. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Republican lawmakers want to reform Oklahoma's judge appointment process. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, one idea is replacing the state's Judicial Nominating Committee with a new method modeled after the one used by the federal government.
Oklahoma's Judicial Nominating Commission is a 15-member board that vets and recommends potential judges to the governor for appointment to the state's highest courts. It's supposed to be nonpartisan. Senator Brian Guthrie says his Senate Joint Resolution 6 modernizes how judges are selected in Oklahoma.
By eliminating the Judicial Nominating Commission, replacing it with a system modeled after the U.S. Constitution, it ensures that justices and appellate judges are nominated by the governor, confirmed by the Senate, which increases transparency and accountability.
A similar bill running in the House aims to remove political party restrictions for members of the commission and lengthen the time they can serve. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
As joint resolutions aimed at changing the Constitution, both the Senate and House measures would prompt votes by the people to confirm or deny their final approval if they pass the legislature. Governor Kevin Stitt is requesting a special audit of the state's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on his concerns.
Stitt asked the Oklahoma State Auditor to look at the mental health department's spending over the last 5 years. He has concerns about how taxpayer money is being used for the state Medicaid program. Stitt says department head Allie Friesen told him her staff uncovered misused funds from before her 1 year in office. Friesen didn't specify how much money might have been wasted.
We're asking the state auditor to go in and do a deep dive and find out exactly if there has been any kind of financial mismanagement, why do we have a gap in funding?
Along with the state auditor, legislators have tasked a special commission designed to investigate public spending with looking at the department's budget. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The incoming Norman mayor says he will make the case for the National Weather Center in Norman to Oklahoma's senators and congress members. Sam Moore at The Freelancer has that story.
Amidst reports of layoffs and downsizing at the Weather Center ordered by President Trump and Elon Musk, Norman City Council member Steven Tyler Holman, who becomes mayor in July, will be part of a city delegation to visit Washington, D.C. next month. Holman says he will stress the Weather Center jobs and facilities are important locally and beyond.
Those are jobs that help support our local businesses, and in the research field, play a very vital role in national public safety.
Holman says he's watching for more details on the cuts from Oklahoma's congressional delegation. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.